Same size shirt.
Wow. He didn't make me feel any better about the situation.
Yo, you gotta hate niggas like this, man.
Know, I just don't even know why I talk around him. This is why I can't be sensitive around my friends.
Not everybody.
If you have friends like I have friends, people.
I feel like you should feel a lot better about yourself.
No, if you have friends like us, that means you got strong skin.
You cannot be weak, okay? You can't be borderline, you know, about to call it quits, because these niggas will be like, for real? Wow, you old. What, you kill yourself ass motherfucker? And then I light you up.
We're in the door, so I can't make jokes for me, punk ass nigga. Like, niggas will make you feel bad for feeling bad, right? But they made you feel bad.
What the fuck is going on here?
Yo, niggas is really assholes.
Niggas is foul, dog.
Oh, that's some sick ass
this
shit.
This is why I'm an asshole. Yep, niggas that's just the way it is, people. I can't help it.
What's it say? Skin tough like leather.
Mm-mm. Or tough like, just playing. I was going to say like... Hey everybody, this is another episode of the Overly Opinionated Podcast. I am your girl Lima.
Tie-dye green ream.
And it's Big Marte right now.
That's Big Tay.
Big Tay.
You were never allowed. Nobody's allowed to call me Tay.
He gets so pissed with an outsider calling him Tay.
Why?
Tay's a girl name.
No, it's not.
I'm a grown man with a belly and a beard.
With a belly and
no,
a
it's
pit.
Not.
I just don't like it.
Double B. Hell no.
I like to be called by my full name. Big Marte McChaster.
Wow.
Big Marte.
McChaster.
Yeah. I remember I used to call Marte Mosby.
I remember that.
I think it was Mosby.
No, Mosby. Like, it was a mix between Bill Cosby and Marte.
No, I thought it was the nigga from Sweet Life and Zach and Cody.
That's what I thought, too.
No. It was because he had a sweater on when I first met him.
He did have a sweater on.
He had this, like, Cosby sweater.
And my mom called you.
In the summer?
No.
It was like wintertime.
Yeah, I said,
because I could have sworn it was Rings Fest the first time I met her.
Mm-hmm. No, we met before that. We met at Rings' apartment when he lived off of Bryce.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. And we talked about the story that we've talked about three times before already.
No, we talked about that story at Rings Fest.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I could have sworn that was the first time I met you. Oh,
no. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And my mom
remember.
Calls you Martell. But she actually did ask about y'all before she left. She asked about everybody.
She still remember the boots. But
and that's what she says. She's like, yeah, the boy with the boots. I'm like, with the Uggs? I'm like, yeah. She's like, I'm like, Marcha. She's like, yeah.
You have on Uggs?
They all wear Uggs. Them bitches comfortable as fuck. They like a house shoe boot. Investing in my guys.
I actually wanted to get the low top ones last year, but they ran out too quick.
That's why really I was like, the nigga with the Uggs. Like,
yep, that's what she says all the time. The boy with the boots.
But you got, if you're going to do it, be brave and wear the classic ones. Don't try to be cute and get the polo.
Get the male ones.
They are male boots. They're male boots.
They have the low cut versions that actually look kind of fly.
Yeah, well, I said the low cuts. That's what I'm thinking. I ain't thinking.
But
about
now those. I'm saying don't be like nah, man. I want the fur, but I don't want to get them like polo boots.
I don't want no. I don't want the polo joints. I don't want no cavs.
Oh, the polo boots. I actually had some of those Uggs.
Did
and
you?
Make them in females too.
That's it. I just don't like those types of. I don't like boots in general because they're heavy, but them bitches was warm and comfortable. They had sheep fur in them, dog.
They do have sheep fur in them.
This nigga used to have lamb over rice on his feet.
I'd say, like, if Tom Brady can do it and Lil Wayne, I'm just as cool as they are.
Okay. I mean, Lil Wayne's holding on to three dreads. He's, I don't know how cool he is, but he's
the coolest. He skateboards, drink sling, and he raps. What more in life do you want from him?
I want him to do half of what that.
I want him to wash his face in here.
Yeah, I want him to take the fuck off.
He does wash his face. He's just ugly.
Nigga just look
foul.
Dirty, son. And how are we starting?
Yeah, I'm about to say, what the fuck is going on?
He do look sweaty as fuck.
He don't. He like, you know them niggas that always look like they just smell like outside? He's just one of them people that smell like he look like he smell like outside, like iron is what I call it.
But like that's iron. One thing that makes being famous and rich funny, because females have always loved Wayne. Like, like not even trying to hate him. Like, I get some people like pulling bitches. Cause like, all right, that's a pretty boy nigga. But this nigga, like, this is the nigga you're lusting over. I can't imagine if he was at school with us.
That money
you feel the same.
That money make you cute, my nigga.
Sometimes personality just makes people cute. It's not money. You know what I'm saying? Because I've dated ugly people.
But they had charisma.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Actually, one person specifically, he was ugly, but he had a great personality, and then he became a shitty person.
I was about to say, so what happened? Why didn't it work out?
Yeah, he became a shitty person, and I was like, ego wow. Too much? I don't know. I think he already had an ego, which was baffling to me.
No, you gotta have an ego. What? Bro.
That's crazy.
I was like, how fucking dare you? But he had the, like, Daystar syndrome. I'm not going to call it Napoleon complex anymore. I'm going to call it Daystar
syndrome. Fun fact, Napoleon was not short.
He wasn't?
No. How tall was Napoleon?
I think he was like 5'8", 5'9". Oh, so like he was average height.
Maybe compared to the niggas that was around him.
Back then, he was probably like...
No, but back then, I was more average. We taller now. I don't know why that's a thing, but since we're talking about it...
Look at him coming to Cape for Napoleon. Exactly. Man, fuck Napoleon.
I
mean,
I fuck with anybody that conquers and kills things.
Fuck Napoleon and Daystar. But yeah, Daystar syndrome. So he had, like, a nice car, a nice job. He felt like, you know what I'm saying, maybe it just boosted his ego. And he was just like, bitches fuck with me because they gonna fuck with me and not because of my face. And so it's fuck him for life.
Shout out to that man.
I mean, that seemed pretty modest.
He probably listening, too. He's waiting for this episode.
They gonna fuck with me because they gonna fuck with me. Yeah.
And you know what? He's probably... Most definitely right, because that kind of confidence oozes off a nigga like cologne or some shit. Like, bitches smell that shit from miles away.
You see me? I'm a confident nigga, but I also look good. So it's like,
over here.
You know what I'm saying? I can't relate to the ugly struggle. God kind of just blessed me with good traits because of both of my parents. And I'm Jamaican. It's just like, I just hit off all surfaces, nigga. The only thing I can't really do is sing OD crazy. But I feel like if
OD crazy, that means he's singing.
I just feel like if I really put my mind to it and took serious lessons, I could kill it. And I always say to niggas, I'm like, fam, don't let me get on an R&B track and y'all niggas' career.
Cause
I'm
just we that. Actually sang the Temptations in a talent show.
We did do that in high school.
But did y'all win?
We got kicked the fuck out because it was the last day.
Wow.
And we got in so stage. Much trouble.
Yeah, we got in so much trouble because of what led up to it.
This sounds way more believable than the fact that y'all sung the entire song. To the fact that y'all was fucking clowning and got kicked out. It makes much sense.
You gotta do what you gotta do in life. Sometimes, what you doing?
I was Rihanna. We did karaoke. And this we did Run This Time. I was Rihanna.
Yeah, he was Rihanna. Was I Jay-Z or Kanye? I can't remember.
Wow. You was, yeah. Because yeah. I was going to be Jay-Z.
That is true. Yep, that is true. Yep.
Wow.
And Marte caught a tune, man. You know? I might do that later on in life. Take singing lessons and just do it for the hell of it. Just to shit on niggas.
Right, just drop an R&B album.
I'm telling you, man. I got the looks for it.
Just don't read out the R&B nigga playbook, okay?
Yeah. So which R&B nigga are we going to dive into first? We going to jump
Daystar
into...
Daystar not really an R&B nigga.
He's an R&B rap nigga. Do we want to go
like
there?
Like Ty Dolla $ign. They R&B hybrid.
So we want to start with Daystar or we want to start with Pissy Boy Jr.?
Let's end it fun with this man.
Okay. All right. That's cool with me, so...
This nigga Daystar... He's been Tory Lanez all the way up until this point, but now I'm just...
You get addressed by your government.
Yeah, I was say I have no respect for you anymore, so you're fucking Daystar from here on out, bro. Like, I don't even care.
Like...
And
it's not even like... I'm not even going to shoot you some bail. Like, because I see people online saying, oh, I want to know why he did that. Fam,
I don't.
Nothing a woman does warrants you pulling the gun out unless... She has a gun herself. If she's yelling, cussing at you, hitting you upside the head, nothing warrants a gun getting drawn on a woman and shooting her in the feet, fam.
I want to know why he did it, just because it's like, just like I said in the text yesterday, like, you have a lot going on for yourself.
You were winning this year. You were winning this year.
The devil in that motherfucking
I just want to know what happened that made you want to risk throwing it away. Now, I don't think he'll actually get canceled. Because hip-hop loves niggas that abuse women.
That is very true, unfortunately.
He'll be okay,
I don't
imagine.
I don't think he's going to get canceled either, but...
But yeah, like, I don't think
it's for those reasons.
But like the quarantine radio deal, I think he's going to be down for a minute. And I think he's going to have that Chris Brown struggle where, like, folk will eventually get over...
But he's not Chris Brown, though.
But
yes, the right his wrongs.
But now what I'm saying is, like, Chris Brown still has a career... But there's also that black cloud that's always over him where it's like, yo...
So he's going to start doing coke?
Maybe
that's what he was doing, was doing coke.
Oh.
I said, I just feel like how
that nigga cop out.
I'm not giving him a cop out. I'm just like, how lit and how upset are you that you think, fam, I'm gonna shoot you in the foot?
You know what? And it's so fucked up because I have to say, I was really doubting Meg from the very beginning because this shit doesn't make any sense to me. And this shit kind of still don't make no sense.
It doesn't, let's be honest. But,
yeah, let's keep it a bit.
But I actually believed her whole fucking story. You know what I'm saying? Like, I believed her whole fucking story about everything that happened. And you just listening to the sincerity in her in her voice, and actually being a black woman who has protected other black men just because you didn't want anything to happen to them because shit already happens to them, you know what I'm saying, just by existing. Mm-hmm. So being someone who's felt that, I just feel like she's telling the truth. Like,
I don't think you should apologize. There's nothing wrong with doubting the story. I'm not into the whole idea of believe a victim every time. It's totally normal to question things, especially when somebody's tiptoeing around. Now, what I will say is, I get black people need to protect each other, but don't protect a motherfucker that tries to harm you under any circumstances. Now, obviously, some situation you can't always tell immediately, so I'll shoot her that bell. But once she got to the hospital, she should have told. Like, I can understand, like, I don't want to be like, yo, this nigga shooting, and then the cops come in shooting crazy. But once you got to the hospital, tell.
Like, once they just told you, you need to have surgery on both of your feet, and they required pulling out an ACE bandage.
She said she act like, they was like, yo, did you know you got shot? She was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I got
shot. Because for me, it just goes down to, let's say, like, you're totally fine. And let's say, like, she just thugged out and super fine. Like, all right, we're going to get that, niggas. Even though I don't believe you should put your family in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Do it for the next motherfucking bitch. Like, because maybe, like, if we hadn't found that out through the rumor mill, that nigga could have just been out here just shooting bitches in the feet.
That could have been his thing.
As funny as I'm making it, it's not really funny. Like,
You don't want to. Really,
you don't want to make let an abuser have the ability to just go on and live his life. He doesn't deserve to.
Yeah.
Like, if he shot her in the foot for no reason at all, he deserves to get everything that comes to him legally.
Truthfully.
Like, so yeah, and I get it. Like, we raised to protect each other and stuff like that, but nah.
Shoot these niggas.
If somebody
back.
Shoots you, tell the police. Because you don't want none of your family sitting in jail behind that prison behind that shit. So just tell the police and let them do whatever the fuck they want to do it to.
Let the law handle it.
The cops decide they want to shoot him, fuck it. He didn't care about your life. Why you care about his?
Yeah, I mean, I understand why she did it, but I do feel like we got to normalize.
Calling the police?
I wouldn't necessarily.
Normalize choosing. I say normalize choosing yourself. And that's what I said earlier today on Twitter. You have to choose yourself in a lot of situations. Because it's evident that when things like this happen, the other party does not give a fuck. You're complaining and crying out that this person's been lying and playing you for a fool. So obviously, him shooting you should have showed you right off the bat that he didn't give a fuck about your well-being. No sane person that cares about you is going to shoot you. Like, no matter what argument the three of us get into, I'm never going to say, yo, I'm about to get my tool and blast y'all niggas in the kneecap. Nothing's ever going to cross my mind to do that. If it's an enemy, that's different. But someone that genuinely cares about you is not going to put your life at stake. So you have to choose yourself over these motherfuckers. I'm sorry, fam, just cut and dry. For any young girl listening to this, choose your fucking self.
Or young man.
Or young man. Tell your older sibling, tell your uncle, your mom, your aunt, whoever it is, what the fuck is going on behind closed doors that you're sitting there suffering in silence, fam.
And I still advocate for telling the police.
You see how this happens, fam.
Because for me, I just do it on the simple fact of, you know how when things go wrong with your family, you go overboard, and worse come to worse, you don't want your family sitting in prison over something the cops would have handled.
Yeah.
And I get it. Like, the first instinct is, yo, like, for since yo, I can get the first instinct, like, I'm going to tell my brother, I'm going to tell my dad.
Mm-hmm.
But worse come to worse, if your dad or brother snaps and fucks that nigga up, like he rightfully should be, you just don't want them sitting in prison behind you.
That's my whole thing. Because
it's not that they're doing anything wrong by defending your honor. You just don't want them in prison.
It's the repercussion that comes
with it. But yeah, that's the fucked up thing with being black, because it could be that innocent when you call the police and be like, you know what I'm saying? I just want the person who hurt me to be in danger. But what if my brother or my father's already there? And you still got one belligerent person who deserves whatever's coming to them,
mm-hmm.
but the police doesn't see it that way. And now I lose three people instead of one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why, like I said, I'll shoot her some bell in the heat of the moment. Like, yo, even though, like, because she just got shot, she ain't thinking clearly. The police, they have a car. I can give her that bell because, like, yo, I don't want to do anything that's going to put me in any worse of a situation. I can totally get it there. But afterwards, when you're in the hospital, and then certainly afterwards when you were, like, out, not healthy, but out and at home and stuff like that, at that point, just like, yo, actually, yes, I do need to tell you what happened.
Yeah.
Because just off the strength of, like, yo, that nigga doesn't deserve protection.
Because he obviously did not give a fuck about you,
fam. Like, unless this is some...
He obviously not give a fuck about
is
you.
This, unless this is some comical accent where he dropped his gun and then it went off. Where it was like a true-ass accident, but she didn't say it was no accident. She said he did it intentionally.
Blatantly.
So he deserves to get what he gets.
Yeah, it's fucked Tory Lanez. And it's fucked that...
He's going to have the craziest excuse for him to get any type of sympathy.
It's even,
gonna
be, then, even then, it's not
going to be enough. I don't think he gets no sympathy. He's just going to have to be like, he did it. And that's the only way he can recover from this is if he just be honest about the situation. And then try to right his wrongs. I don't know. Fucking donate to domestic violence or the empowerment of fucking black women or some shit. I don't know. But it's something you just got to literally acknowledge and keep it pushing.
Hit my back I had on for a second. If I'm in, I never say anything about it. I never address it. I never speak on it.
I feel like he has to say something because
something has to be said. You can't just go
on like it didn't happen. The internet don't let shit go.
I think of it just like when Fabulous told his baby mother's father, told Emily's father he had bullets with her name on. That nigga doesn't address it. It's just like...
That is very true. He did skate. He bought her new teeth and they got married.
Yep.
And they bought another baby. Kid.
Yep. Yeah, like, nah, you just... Like, I now, the morally right thing to do is like, yo, I had a bitch-ass nigga moment. That doesn't make my whole character. It was a bitch-ass nigga moment. I'm need sorry. To do better.
Yeah.
He needs but to apologize to
I'm his PR. Shut the fuck up. Let the legal system have it. And if they don't find anything, you didn't do anything. Even though you did fuck up.
That's an asshole way to go. I mean, just because there's no Daystar.
I only say that just because there's literally the only way we could make it right is if he it's so outlandish.
Allows men to shoot him back. Like,
like the only way we
the get, stuff that people are saying online. Oh my gosh!
Shoot for him to be back. Right, it'll have to be something outlandish. Like actually, make the sound is literally the devil, and I was trying to save you from the answer. It would have to be like. Some type of outlandish shit like that, like, oh shit, that nigga Tori is the savior, like,
yeah,
and you know she's literally not the devil, so it's like, there's nothing you can say that's going to make folk go like, all right, Tori, we get it.
You no, right, fam.
I really just think he needs to just say what you said, like, listen, I had the fuck up moment. I got way too ahead of myself, because he probably, I mean, if you watch quarantine radio during the fucking quarantine, you see how, like, outlandish a person Tory is, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's like hella
is he goofy or
yeah,
like
angry? he's like goofy, but he's like wild as fuck. He's like, you know what I'm saying,
reckless.
Flamboyant as fuck. So I could picture him being like, you know what I'm saying, oh, you gonna get out the car, leave me, and just start shooting places. He probably didn't mean to shoot her, but or he probably did aim at her feet. I don't fucking know. Or maybe he just tried to aim at the
side ground. No, if that nigga aimed at her feet and hit him, that nigga's a monster. Like, because she said he shot from the back seat and out the passenger. If that Son. Nigga did that on purpose, that nigga needs
he's
to
clearly
be,
in the wrong field. He needs to be at war.
Yeah, he needs to be a sniper.
Yeah, he needs to be in war somewhere.
Because that's a crazy shot to make. Like,
yeah,
imagine nigga. The game of first that nigga could play. Like, what?
Yeah, that nigga a master Call of Duty.
No, but I really do think he... I think he needs to apologize and just take it on the chin. That was some bitch nigga shit. I have no respect.
And luckily, it was just defeat. Because that could have gone way worse.
Any higher, nigga.
I really hate, because Stupid Again is really my shit.
Well, I mean,
I'm about
mean,
to go Stupid Again.
We listen
all
to it.
I'm
not, I mean.
I ain't been broke in a minute.
Yeah.
You ain't been on IG in a minute.
Yeah, but I say, yeah, you about to be broke.
I don't listen to it. But if you like him, I don't feel like you got to stop listening to him.
I don't know. I stopped listening to R. Kelly, though.
I say, like, for me, I get...
It was easy for me to stop listening to R. Kelly, though. I'm fucking 28.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You listen to that nigga at weddings and shit.
Because for real, if we stop, especially with rap being so full of shady, shitty people,
right.
There'd be hardly any rap to listen to if we stopped listening to every criminal fuck up.
I'm telling you, man, one of these days somebody's going to do a deep dive on all the creepy stuff that niggas done did in the industry. And it's really going to be looking at niggas sideways.
We was just talking about fucking Diddy taking Usher to orgies at 15.
What?
Playboy.
This is like old news. Like,
where you been at?
I don't know.
I say, yeah,
like, off the orgy mail, for sure.
I say, so Usher, when he was young, right, like 14, 15, he was, you know, he was with under L.A. Reid. And L.A. Reid didn't know what to do with him, so he sent him to Diddy to go to Flavor Camp.
Because that's a good idea.
I mean, you gotta think it was the 90s.
I don't know, but I'm waiting for a bunch of niggas to be like, Diddy, me too.
I said, but I don't think niggas gonna care because of, like, it's men. But he said he introduced them to women, orgies, drugs, parties.
Coke. Now, drugs?
Probably coke.
I said, like, then remember Cam said he saw the dildo in Diddy's sink.
Yeah, that's what like, I said. I'm waiting for a bunch of niggas, and I mean like males.
Nah, men ain't gonna do that because men be too embarrassed, especially not no famous men. It's like African Bambaataa got caught out for being a pedophile, and nobody gave a fuck.
And they'll be embarrassed themselves. Excuse me. Well, they'll be embarrassed themselves for repeating what happened to them.
Wow. So maybe we're waiting for like my kid to get older type shit before people start talking because you know they waited 20 something years to say something about Bill Cosby. So. Oh, it may be normal then, when we're a little bit older, for men to speak about their sexual abuse.
I think that's maybe two generations off, because it's just like,
that's... It happens, though. I mean...
I'm not saying it don't happen, but think about all the prison niggas that get raped in prison, but yet nobody knows a nigga that's been raped in prison.
I mean, like, people always talk about how Tupac got raped in prison, and everybody just ignores the fact
that he's been raped. Well, because didn't he, like, vehemently deny it, like...
Just glazed over that shit.
Like the nigga saying I'm getting beat up in jail, getting raped in prison. Like I can believe it. Like,
yeah. And I'm telling you that DMX shit. He used to call people the F word. I'm not gonna say it. And then he used to call people the F word.
Bundle of sticks.
You stupid.
You say nigga.
The bundle of sticks.
Why can't?
Don't say it.
Because we're not of that community. Yeah. And we can't. Say, we can't compare it to the N word.
Yes, but
nigga.
But
I'm really disgusted at this decision y'all just made.
It happened, man.
But DMX used to call people the F word and then turn around and be like, "I'm going to rape you when we get to prison." And I used to be like, "Wow, but isn't that gay? Isn't that gay?"
But it's less gay because he dominated you.
It shouldn't it be more gay. Hell, just like not Lil Boozy, but Webby in that video when he was arguing with that nigga.
It's definitely gay shit.
I'm pitting him down. He's like,
you gay because
I fuck you in the butt, boy.
What?
Yeah. He went on this whole ass rant.
Like, sir, excuse me?
I think the way they're thinking of it is like, yeah, I might be doing the gay thing, but you're receiving the gay thing, so you're gay. Because you just got dominated.
That's what...
So not only is you gay, you a weak gay.
You should have beat my ass.
Oh my gosh.
Before I fucked yours.
You should have killed me.
That's wild. That's wild. People are really hurt. Get the help you need. Okay, everybody.
Honestly, man, in 2020, fam, you can get help over your smartphone for like $100. Seek therapy and prayer,
dog.
It's
dark. Like, you don't have to live this way.
Niggas is fighting demons and refuse to, like, want to release them, fam.
Yeah, like, let them bitches go.
Yeah, man, set yourself free.
Exactly, before you die, if you don't do anything else, my nigga, please
go ahead and free yourself.
But you know what I'm saying? Speaking of people freeing themselves or releasing themselves from things,
Jesus Christ, what a transition!
Trey Songz, Tremaine. Okay, did anybody hear about the Keke Palmer stuff a couple years ago?
Yeah, I remember. Okay. I remember on Breakfast Club, and people tried to act like she was crazy.
Yes. I mean,
I was one of those people.
Were you?
Yeah, I was like,
yo, that sounds weird.
Which makes me really think if the August Alsina shit is like, you know what I'm saying, real too. Because he was acting like Keke Palmer was pressed over him. But that's another thing.
That's a whole nother deeper, darker.
Fuck off.
August is over, so. Yeah, you go, my nigga.
But. These two random, well, they're random to me.
These two white Caucasian women.
Yeah, vanilla face people.
Selena Powell and her friend Eliza.
Yes.
You may know Selena Powell from fucking Snoop Dogg and Telling the World.
That's who I thought that was. Okay. All right. So, yes, the Snoop Dogg.
Or new Cat Stacks.
That's so sad. They really deported Cat Stacks and she was like never to be heard of again or something.
That's what I was about to say. Where's she at, like Bermuda or something like that?
But that nasty nigga Slick'em from Pretty Ricky. Mm-hmm. In their sex tape, like, yo, your pussy better than Cat Stacks. Like,
oh, in the Selena Powell sex tape?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a sex tape. Okay. But she, her and her friend allege that Trey Songz thing is to capture you, so invite you over to his house, take away your purse,
hold you captive in a hotel.
Yeah, hold you captive in the hotel until fuck you all day, all night, and doesn't release you until it's time for him to catch his flight back to wherever the fuck he's going, or off to wherever he's going, however it goes. And well, he's fucking you all day to death.
to pee on you.
Yeah, he makes you get in the bathtub, play with yourself. While he plays with himself, and then he pisses on you.
that's some kinky, yo. That's some kinky ass shit, fam.
It definitely is. Like, first off, it's just like the fact that, like, one, like you said, why are these niggas all fucking the same bitch? Because the bitch who said that, like, the whore who said he pissed on her face, also mentioned how she had sucked it off. 7 NBA players for her birthday. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't include an 8th dude that she was already fucking at
the harlots.
For her birthday.
The harlots. For her birthday, she chopped up some of the she said Suns. The Suns, the Phoenix Suns.
Did she say the Suns, or did people just assume?
Someone asked who, though? Someone said, like, Devin Booker. Somebody mentioned the player's name, and then she said the team in the comments on her page. So, yeah.
That's not even, like, I mean, what's the top team right now?
They're not it.
Yeah, but they're definitely not.
They ain't on the bubble though, so she might have some magical mouth.
Honestly,
send it to the Lakers.
Right, please send her to the
Blazers locker room, man. They need some healing powers right
please
now.
Please send her to the Lakers if she got mopped like that for real. They making the fucking. Don't give her to LeBron now, because I don't want his wife to go off and kill the bitch. You like black families to stay together.
Shout out to Bron fake reading the Malcolm X book.
But yeah, but the thing about it is.
Did you see the interview?
No, I'll show y'all later.
The thing about it is, all she said was, instead of saying, ew, Trey Songz, why are you pissing on me? She says, you got it in my eyelashes.
My lashes. No.
Like,
and he told her she'd be okay.
You'll be okay, because, bitch, you will be okay if I just pissed on you unexpectedly and the thing you talk about is your fucking eyelashes, bitch. Grow up.
You worried about your eyelashes instead of catching this piss?
It's your priorities straight. To me, I feel like that's just so deceiving for you to just be sitting there playing with yourself and then you just piss on me.
It's just like, what I triggers...
Totally different direction.
What triggers in your head to be like, yo,
domination, bro?
I'm about to smash shorty all day.
Power issues, man.
I'm gonna tell her lay in the tub and I'm peeing on her.
Plus, I guess if you have as much sex as Trey Songz probably has, you probably get numb to regular sex and you gotta start doing weird shit.
People do that though.
But piss is what gets you off.
R. Kelly.
I mean,
Robert.
I guess we can't really speak. I've never had the pleasure.
That's not a pleasure.
So pissing on people is a pleasure. Yo.
Amen. The thing about it is, I don't want anyone to feel sorry for these bitches, because the Celine said that she would let somebody shit on her.
For the right price?
She was going to Dubai for $10,000.
I was about to say, wasn't that a trend like a couple years ago? Chicks going to Dubai to get shit on?
Yeah, I'm going to say people probably do
that
it all the time.
That old money ain't going nowhere.
And then she was, I mean, she claimed she was joking, but she told the Adam 22 or whatever to take his shit and she'll eat his ass out.
I think she was playing about that, but I do why think would you say that? Because she's white, and you know white comedy is different. Yeah, it's like Eminem. Funny. How many times has Eminem been gay? You know how white people get.
I don't know, man. I just was like, ew, bitch, ew.
But she did say Trey Songz raped her also. Selena did.
But then did you see the text messages that came out of them talking back and forth?
Where you at, nigger? Homeboy did not respond until she called him a nigger.
Yep.
And he was on it.
And, well, the One other time is after she asked to eat his ass. She's like, where you at so I can eat your ass?
There you go. Where you at, nigga, so I can eat your ass? That's what gets you to respond to our fam. Like,
what?
A white chick calling you a derogatory term while eating your booty? That's, yo.
Yeah.
This industry
them,
is.
Oh my God, just let them get that shit off.
That's it. Like, single ring ain't going for the ass eat?
Nah, fam. Don't slide my DMs off for an to eat my butt, fam. Don't fucking play with me like that. Nah, that's not the selling point, G.
Like, bitch, what?
Excuse me? I beg your pardon?
But I mean, honestly, she know you like it, because she knew exactly
he responded.
How yeah, she knew what to get him with, to she get his attention.
She had shot. All right, what? Ooh, I know what I get him to respond. Like,
it's just fucked up, because, I mean, I don't know. The fact that she got a rape kit done, to me, I don't know.
More
don't
so, it's like the amount of cases that are starting to come up against them. Like, you got all these people saying, yeah, can't hold them hostage.
Starting I do. To look iffy.
Like, why is this a trend? Why is this a thing that niggas don't have no type of self-control or respect?
It's been a thing. It's just.
Yeah, I gotta say, to me, I think.
That's what I'm saying. Why it's exploited
on
more.
Both sides, and this is me being fucked up again. Mm-hmm. But there, it's. Now, Keke Palmer, I don't remember what the actual story is with Kiki's.
It was some joint when she was hiding in the closet.
Yeah, because there was like a party there, and he was like, yeah, shooting a video or doing a party, and she didn't want to be on camera. But she said she felt like it was sexual intimidation and stuff.
See, that still is the reason why I didn't believe her then, because I don't understand that. Why don't you just get up and leave?
Nah, don't think it was that easy.
Yeah, that's all I said. I would need more to that story.
Rewatch the interview.
Yeah,
she breaks it down a little bit more. I can't really quote it verbatim, but it was a little weird, funny situation going on, which is just it's just fucked up.
Yeah.
Because the narrative now is like no one wants to listen to her, but here come these white harlots.
Right, but they're harlots though. That's the point.
And that's my thing. You should have this nigga should have listened to Kiki when she said it the first time.
I don't see her being. It's fucked up. Even if she is filthy in her free time, it does not come off that way. She seems pretty wholesome to me. So that's just the perception
she
I have.
She can't be wholesome at Trey's house.
I mean, shit. Trey.
You think Trey letting the fucking wholesome girls around?
This was a minute ago. And she's also has...
You think he just got dirty this week?
Nah, no. Because I was in the lip service and one of the girls, Gigi McGuire, who she used to be a stripper, in Atlanta, and she was the manager of the strippers of KOD or something like that, one of the clubs. She has hella stories about her and Trey Songz. Not her, because her and Trey Songz used to be close before he became famous. And there's lots of stories of him, like, fucking girls or fucking one of her friends and her just being in the room eating popcorn and shit, like...
I can't stand her ass, man.
Actually, if it's on a shelf.
Yeah.
Eating popcorn and M&M's.
Like, I swear, there's a story she told about, like, Trey Songz was fucking her friend, and she was, like, eating popcorn, and she was like, no, move your head that way. And, like, she was, like,
directing. People are into that shit. I know several people who like
what they call them people?
Voyeurism, exhibitionists. Yeah.
So, you know, live I don't know. And this was before Trey Songz got famous. So he just always had, you know what I'm saying, them demons on him. He just always had them demons on him, okay? It's just
all 69.
It just probably got heightened, you know what I'm saying, after his status grew. But these women, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I forgot what my point was.
But it's hard to take them serious just because they're famous because of clout and being whores.
Yeah.
So even though, like, of course, obviously, they just because they're a whore doesn't mean they should be raped and held kidnapped. But it's just hard to know what to take serious.
But is because it a kidnapping, so or is it like?
Well, no, technically, it would be kidnapping. Like, if you told me I couldn't leave this fucking house, you're a kidnapper. You're kidnapping.
What's Lima's driving point to get you to stay here that you're not gonna leave? We're gonna
she got
kidnapping.
A knife.
She got a knife to you, like.
You gotta leave my ass. You're bigger than me. But
like, I'm
seeing that's advance. How men get abused. You're bigger than me. While I stab you in the chest, like.
While you bleed out in my on my
believe
ottoman,
all
nigga.
Men.
Believe all men.
All husky men, especially.
Our voice matters,
but
too.
I mean, or is it like a privacy thing? Because, you know, there was that situation where the girl tried to say that that Trey Songz raped her. But it was he had invited multiple girls that night. And one of the girls that was in the van with them was there when the girl got kicked out of the van because she was recording him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, NDAs and shit like that
so
makes sense.
I would say, so is it more so that he took her phone and her purse and shit simply because he didn't want her spill information she shouldn't be spilling?
Now, or I think
because
legally,
he's trying to kidnap her?
Legally, I think anybody can be like, yo, I don't want any video cameras around here. Sign this NDA, shit like that. But I don't think you're ever allowed to just hold somebody against their will. That's when it's like, yo, like, when he's physically taken, you can't take, like, I can't just grab your phone and take it. Even if I don't want you recording it. Now, if you haven't already set up, like, yo, here's the rules here, you can't, then yeah. But you can't just be like, yo, like, out the blue, I'm deciding to take your phone.
As a woman,
and you gotta stay here.
I think it's more so like, because, okay, now, if Trey Songz is like, hey, you try to leave, and he's like, hey, bitch, where you going? And he tries to tackle you.
Where you going, bitch?
That's kidnapped. Okay, but if you're coming in, say you come, and Trey Songz invites you to a hotel room. You are willingly going to the hotel room. When you get into the hotel room, he has to confiscate your belongings from the beginning because why else would he be confiscating them if it's not a privacy thing? So that's, you're handing it over.
So that's one of the things that she's like, I didn't know what he wanted me to do, invited me to the studio session or the hotel
room. Yeah, I don't like that shit. That shit's stupid.
So it's like, why would you willingly give up your things?
Because that's treating females like they dumb. Like, yo, no, I totally invited you back to the crib at 3 a.m. to...
So we can
talk
watch
about
Netflix.
TV.
Like, Future already taught niggas like that. Like, oh, you trying? Like, you trying to relax? I'm good. Love, enjoy. Like, I don't. I wouldn't.
Like, I hate that cop out. Like, fam, no.
Of course, you're not obligated to do anything you wanted to do, but don't act surprised. Like, you got taken off guard.
Mm-hmm.
Like going into a restaurant and being surprised to ask you what you want. Like, oh, really? You thought they just like no? That's
you
not
just gonna ask me what I want when I came here to
then
eat?
Who said I wanted something? Right. At the restaurant while I'm sitting at the bar, like, oh. Like, but now, like, yeah, like, she, that, I don't, it's just, like I said, it's just because they whores. It's just like, yo, like, unfair not, whores lose credibility. And just like, yo, you always doing some messy shit, always in some weird shit.
Yeah,
like,
so
oh, she was also another victim with Tori.
Oh, yeah, I didn't understand what that happened, what that was either, because I didn't hear that story.
She said he, Tori didn't beat her up, but he had a bitch beat her up, and they had guns.
See, this is why I said Tori's outlandish.
That's not what that is.
What the fuck?
If you take her at face value, she said she's in Miami staying at her friend's apartment. Tori lives in the same apartment. She went to the store, which is across from the apartment. She couldn't get back into the apartment because her friend had left for a minute, and she was the one with the access to the apartment. And while she's doing that, Tori pulls up, and they catch eyes, and he runs up on her. He's like, yo, come here, I got something for you. And his bodyguard and a bitch was there, and she got threw on the ground.
Oh, wow. And so, all right, Tori, just, all right, but.
Yeah, they start.
I'm going to say they
go
start.
To hell, go to hell. At this point, go to hell.
At least we can say this about
or
him. Or
Kim, the dog.
He is, sees no color when it comes to abusing women.
Or Canada. Canada's heaven compared to this
right,
shit.
Right, just go back to Canada.
Go to fucking Minnesota, nigga.
Like, what the fuck, Daystar?
Yeah, that nigga, bro, it's just funny he was defending himself so hard. Like, yo, I mean, I was fucking a bitch. I was fucking her, but...
I don't know. I think the Trey Songz shit is fucked up. Just simply... Because you shouldn't piss on people, but people like being pissed on, so...
If people let you piss on them, piss on
them. I must say, like the fucking, like, who was it? Riley from,
Boondocks. I don't see piss moving, I move. She had some piss coming, she's
steady.
Remember when we was little, you used to be in the tub? Like, nigga, no. I don't, sorry. Don't record, nigga, fuck out of here.
That is so funny.
But, yeah, I don't know, that nigga, Trey Songz got a... Well, luckily Tori saved him from anything. Well, Meg, really. But yeah, luckily that's totally not a story when Tori is a confirmed shooter. Like,
you did that, Tori. You shot me.
Yeah, it's just wow. So moving on into lighter notes, the freshman XXL freshman class freestyles instead of cyphers have been released, and I think they're shitty. So anybody else has any? I think they're shitty.
Have not taken the time yet.
You definitely have.
Done. I liked Polo G's, and I mean, just simply just off of just being like, I guess lyrical, I would go with Chica's too. But
I like hers the best as far as the freshman list.
I really like Polo G though, so I think that's why. I just fucked with that.
So the freshmen are Polo G, Chica, NLE Choppa, Jack Harlow, Lil Key, Lil TJ, Fivio Foreign,
Fivio Foreign, he sucks. Fivio.
I mean, that's how they got it on Wikipedia, Fivio. Cowboy, Rod Wave, Baby Keem, 24
Gold. Oh, glad you said Rod Wave. Mr. Emotional.
I did. What happened?
Okay, so PNB Rock was talking about the rappers and singing niggas who be all depressed and they're making all this money, but make them want to kill themselves. And Rod Wave took it upon himself to catch all of those strays and getting his feelings and start firing off on him and Say Cheese Digital. If the shoe fits, wear it.
Yeah, I'm gonna say why are you worried about what other people think?
But if it's not directed toward you, why are you? If it don't want to apply, let it fly, fam.
Yeah, like yeah, if they didn't mention it.
If it applies, and if you bigger than PNB Rock, fuck that nigga.
Yeah, obviously you ain't even about to argue with that nigga. Obviously he won that battle.
I don't know.
Baldwin broke some minute. Hamza.
I just feel like, why even respond to that, dog?
For me, it's just it was funny what PNB Rock said, but it's all around was like. You kind of just need people to listen to your music in general right now.
like, you kind of want to keep those streams, right?
But I do feel them though. Like I don't know. It's been you know where a situation like with the XXXTentacion, like Juice WRLD and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, are these niggas really this depressed, or do they want to be depressed? Not necessarily the artists, but the fans, like. Like, and I know they,
I think
like,
people are wanting to be depressed.
I don't know either, though, because, like, suicide rates are, but it's like, what the fuck are you so sad about? And that might not be appropriate to ask
the question. Yeah, I don't think that people don't have reasons to be sad. I just think that more people now are in.
It's trendy.
Waddling in their sadness. That's because like, it's trendy.
Because it's trendy. It's like what featured on all them drug raps. It was trendy to take Molly, it was trendy to pop Percocets and do all that shit.
Yeah.
And it's just a wave.
It's like the boots, like, talking about mental health is good, but at the same, I don't know. Maybe this is how old folk look about gay stuff, where back in the day you had to hide it. Then anything is gay now because it's acceptable. But now it's just like, yo, does everybody really have anxiety? Is everybody really depressed? Is it just nobody can talk about it? Now they can and can't shut the fuck up about it.
Right.
Like,
bunch of self-diagnosed really motherfuckers on the timeline.
It's always good and bad to every situation. Like, some people are telling the truth, and then some people are exploring it. Like, they're just running that fucking mile for no apparent reason. Where it's not a sprint, bro. Just walk. Just
not to make it a game, but I want it to be shit like, I'm like Cuddy. Like, you can tell Cuddy is a nigga that actually deals with depression. You can tell Kanye is actually bipolar. But sometimes it just seems like, it's just the thing. Like, even Drake gets into it sometimes. Like, God damn, dog. How many times are you going to be heartbroken and lonely and untrustworthy Uzi. Of bitches?
He's like, super untrustworthy.
Uzi, I don't even get the depressed shit. Well, of course, shoulder shimmies, but I just feel like he'd just be all over the place.
Yeah, I don't know. I appreciate the emo rap. That's what I call it, because I just feel like as a kid, me personally, just listening to, I feel like I had to sneak and listen to like, Good Charlotte or like Avril Lavigne and shit like that because all my friends were listening. Yeah, Paramore. You know,
Coldplay was my shit in high school.
Like, I felt like I had to sneak and listen to that shit because all the rest of my friends was listening to Gucci and Jeezy and everything like that. So for them to be freer than I was at their age and found a way to actually make it cool, you know what I'm saying? I think that that's dope, but at the same time. Y'all doing too much. Y'all, that's so a different perspective.
For me, I've always been pretty much an open book. Like I fuck with wrestling. I've always like the rock music. I do like. I like. Like I never felt the need to hide shit.
Yeah.
Other than like watching porn, but nobody wants to watch. They watch porn when you're like 15. Like, yeah, no, bro, I'm yeah. fucking bitches. Right. Like,
yeah. He's being my meat, nigga. What you talking about?
Yeah, like, bro, the amount of teenagers that don't masturbate is hilarious. Like, nigga, what? I'll go fuck a bitch, bro.
Like,
no, you don't get like this, nigga. Easy.
No, you won't. But, damn, what the fuck was I about to say?
You're talking about depressed ass singers.
No. You were saying that you've always been an open book. I feel like me, I've always been stereotyped because I developed early as a kid. You know what I'm saying? I'm black. I didn't live in the suburbs. So I feel like people just assume that I like certain shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So
got
for
the
me,
fast little girl tag.
Yeah, I said it's like, damn, I'm not even doing nothing. I just be chilling and reading books and shit. People like, nope, you like this ratchet shit. You know what I'm saying? Juke your girl real quick.
I just thought about that.
Like, damn, bitch. I want to play the guitar. Nope,
the chicken
no,
head.
Yeah.
Guitar.
No, bitch.
If you don't twerk, if you don't
grab knees. I say twerk some real quick. Like, god damn. So I just feel like that it was just a lot of stereotyping for me. So I really couldn't be like, because who the fuck else was going to agree with me? Be like, yeah, I do that shit too. And it probably would have been lots of people, but I just didn't feel comfortable.
It just wasn't a thing for us. These little kids now are so blessed.
Yeah.
That they can really express themselves and all that shit. Hell, nigga, I feel low-key disrespect. Like, some of these little niggas be disrespectful in how they express certain shit to their elders now, but...
Gen Z don't give a fuck.
Never care. Nah,
I'm with them on that, though. I'm not into the whole elders thing.
Like, you're so rude.
Nah, I feel like it's... You deserve respect you earn. Like, now, in general, because I'm a decent person, I'm just going to outright disrespect you. But the whole idea that because you're old, you're special and wise and sage, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, nah.
Like, plus, old folk be dickheads. And I can't stand an old ass dickhead. Like, bro, shut up and go die somewhere. Bro.
Whoa, I wasn't going to take it that far.
Nah, I can't stand certain old people. But I can't stand curmudgeonly ass old people. Like, bro, go fucking.
The people I really can't stand is just old white people.
Entitled people is my problem.
Old white people.
I don't like old black people either. Like, it's just a certain age I get where it's just like, well, I get it. You get set in your ways, which, like, bro, you're so obsolete. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like,
yeah.
Like, my day is not your day. That's what you gotta realize.
Yo, son, speak on it, my nigga. Like, nah, dead ass.
Like, it's just like, all the, like, everything's always fucking turmoil. The world isn't, this is the final day. It's like, stop getting that doom on us. Like,
be happy for a second, my nigga.
Like, yeah, really. Like, you're just fucking old. But, hey, we're gonna get to that age, and it's gonna be great.
Right? I feel like I'm gonna be adult.
And in my day, there's only 100 genders. Now there's 1,000 of y'all weirdos.
This boy said he's a turtle, but it looked like a girl.
When I was growing up, you could only go from male to female. Now niggas going from male to robot.
Don't make no sense. He said he's a broomstick.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Nigga, I didn't.
How do you feel like a robot? What you know what a robot feel like?
Yo, I be trying to tell people. I'm fucking trans financial for I don't know how long.
Wait, what?
Motherfuckers are not respecting me, and I feel like I'm
really a millionaire. She really a millionaire.
I'm really a millionaire, dog, and no one wants to believe me, and I don't like that. Like, the bank don't believe me.
That check didn't believe
me. My bills don't believe me, bro. I'm trans financial, and I need some assistance. Like, where is my march?
Since we're on it, this is a conversation I got into on Facebook in a group. So the question was, are gender reveal parties transphobic?
Wow.
No.
I say
because my kid doesn't have a choice.
Depends on who you ask.
And right? The idea was basically because it only ever considers male or... Because
it's going to come out with a penis male or vagina.
Male or female boy or girl that it's inherently... excluding the fact that the child might be trans.
Yeah, it'll decide that shit when it's old.
Yeah, it can have its reveal when it's at a 16.
Exactly, because what if I don't give you a gender, how you gonna transform me to some shit?
Non-binary.
How the fuck you gonna transition?
It just came down
to shit.
like it's one thing if you the type of parents just like, yo, if you trans, I don't accept you. But assuming that your baby is going to identify with the gender it's born as,
that's kind of sick.
Isn't transphobic. Like, yeah. It'd be one thing, like, yo, if my child end up trans, I'm going to kill him. Like, but if he just like, yo, I assume my baby girl identifies
as a girl. If I invite you to the gender reveal and you talk me this is very transphobic, you're uninvited. You can just leave. Listen, you can just leave.
And them. I might write your fate pregnant and all. I don't give a fuck. Take your gift
and get. For me, it's just one of those things, like, when I saw it, like, it immediately annoyed me because it's like some things I feel like, it's good our society is trying to be more progressive in a second. Sometimes you get too carried away. We get overboard with it. Like, yo, what? Like, I mean, first off, if you're trans and it makes you uncomfortable, just don't go.
Yeah.
And two, it's just like, you're making a victim out of a situation that's...
I wouldn't have that problem because for some reason I can't make trans friends.
Aren't you transphobic?
I feel like you know how we're talking about circles. I feel like
Dave Chappelle. You know what I'm saying? Like the T's don't like me. I could fuck with all the rest of the letters.
Show me the letter community don't fuck with you.
For me, I feel like it's just like when we're talking about circles of like jazz and stuff. I feel like some people just get in this random circle where they're just surrounded by trans people. Like, because I have gay friends, but I don't know that one trans person. I know Lee. We went to school with. She's trans.
Lee.
Her name was Alicia, but she...
Oh, Lee! Girl, I know that you're talking about.
Black guy, dreads, stuff. But yeah,
you used to wear that biker chain.
Yeah. But yeah, now, like, stuff like that, like, it's just like, cause people, I guess it's, I don't want to say weird, but it is weird. Like, yo, you just got six trans friends, or, like...
How?
Like, and you're not trans? Like, it's just a weird circle.
Yeah, it's just where you end up at in life.
That's so funny. Chelsea Handler and 50 Cent really dated. It's the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, that is wild.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, no, it's not transphobic to have a gender reveal. Gender reveals just started popping. Trans people stop trying to take the fucking fun away from
everybody.
But I do think the party is weird, though. Like,
really?
I think it's just... Your baby's not that interesting.
Niggas need a reason to party for everything.
Like, there's already the baby shower. Why are we doing two parties for this unborn baby?
Gender reveals are unisex. Baby showers, some men just tend to shy away from them.
Nigga, not no more.
Because they have diaper parties, which I didn't even know was a thing.
Three
parties for this stupid-ass unborn baby.
You're an asshole.
Your baby is not that exciting.
The diaper party is for the males.
Oh, okay.
The baby shower is for the females and the gender reveal, so we all know what to get for those two things.
First off, your gender party is shitty. Busted open fucking colored balloons. Yes. Just tell niggas, oh shit, I'm having a girl.
I saw one when niggas was fighting roosters in like Mexico or some shit.
No. I have to find that now.
I'll find it.
Nah.
It's a good old Mexican cockfight.
Yeah. Let me text it to the chat so I remember to look at it.
No. But nah, bro, like, I don't know, it's just weird. Like, I don't know, people are too extravagant, especially since I'm very modest and shit. It's just like, yo, another party for your unborn baby? Like, in a minute, we're going to be having, like, pregnancy find-out parties. Like, yo, I found out I'm pregnant.
Pull-out party.
We're going to have a party about that.
Then it's the baby show's birthday. Why is there looking here, my nigga? Why we got to do safe for this little nigga?
And I guess it's more so annoying because of Facebook, because you have to see it, so it's kind of like you're included whether you don't want to be or not. Like,
it's trendy. You got to click it. You got to like it or love it. If it's the homie, you got to care. Mm-mm.
All of your gender parties suck. All of them. Even mine.
You said even yours.
Marte's gender party.
Alright, well, I mean, the only thing I really want to shout out is Steve Bannon for getting arrested for dipping white people out of their their money. He made money off of people's hate, and I think that, I don't know how white people feel, but I think it's...
Either way, he goes to a white card. Prison, so whatever.
Yeah, he actually got out already.
He enjoyed time out.
He was arrested, I think, for like 2 days and then blamed the Democrats for
it. Is he out on bail or
I think he's out on bail. Oh, God. But, yeah, he was arrested because he started a...
Martha Stewart.
He started a fucking website called We Build the Wall and was getting donations from everyone across the world, and there was no wall that was being built. They actually don't build the wall at all. They just run off with your bread.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm like, they just ran off with your bread. Like, how does it feel to get duped by your own people?
You got scammed by someone that looks just like
that. That makes me, stuff like that just always brings me back to wanting to be a false prophet. Like, it looks
okay, so Umar.
Like,
it looks so
did y'all
funny.
See the new season of Umbrella Academy?
Nah.
Oh, damn.
I haven't started it at all.
You haven't seen
it? What does it come on?
Netflix.
Okay, I'll tap in.
Yeah, y'all gotta get hip. It's dark, so don't watch it around any children. Not that you guys have any. But
I'm specifically watching.
It's dark.
Bring your little cousin.
But Klaus is my favorite. Okay. Klaus. Yes, he's my favorite. He's gay, and he sees demons.
Homo lover.
He sees demons. That's his special power. He talks to the dead.
The gay person that's sinful can see the dead and demons.
That's wild.
They all have special powers. One person is like extremely strong. One person has this thing they do with knives. Diego.
The Mexican is
Diego would be the nigga with knives. That's fucked up.
The more you speak, the more problematic this is. Let me guess, Quan can grow watermelons.
Yeah, Quan can throw watermelons. Shaniqua can braid hair. Yo. Get Umbrella Academy the fuck out of here.
Yo, what? It's fucking
I grow the brightest watermelons.
Yeah. This is like the adult version of Backyardigans because they got a bunch of nigga names too.
Yeah, they do got a bunch of nigga names in Backyardigans, but not.
Why does Diego have knives?
Man? Yeah, why does Diego have
knives? Nah, we never talk about that.
He's really good with them. Like
his whip is a taco truck.
Man, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. Klaus sees the dead. Ben is already dead, which is another one of their brothers, but he had like octopus arms or some shit. And the black girl, I can't think of what her name is right now.
What is her power?
Wow, black girl magic.
I think it's Sarah or something. It's not like a regular girl name. But she can rumor people, which means that she'll like whisper like, I heard a rumor. And then whatever she says after that is what you do. And you can't prevent yourself from doing it. So she's like, I heard a rumor that you killed yourself. So if you kill yourself,
that would be so nasty.
And then you have
to suck my dick.
Like, what the fuck?
Yo, what? After all we said this episode, that's how he ends it all. We progressed so much. Just to be back.
That is the part of the Me Too movie, my nigga. You know what? Have a nice day, everybody.
Now we still gotta talk about the YBN and whether you got a pit.
No, the fuck you don't.
No. We do that shit next
week. Yeah, YB next week, nigga. Wrap this up, Lee.
It's been another episode of the Overly Opinionated Podcast Show.
Like,
comment. I'm Lila.
Yeah, I'm Reem.
Chapman Chaster like, over here is wild. Wow,
ain't nobody using that power for good.
Oh my gosh, Chadwick.
She can suck his back, but she can kill people.
Bye.